Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, one would-be robber is dead, another hospitalized after they were shot by their intended victim this morning. Police say a 28-year-old man was near Holman and Arlington on the west side when he was approached by two armed men who said they were robbing him. During an exchange of gunfire, one of the robbers, a 42-year-old man, was killed. The other, a 20-year-old man, was seriously wounded. Police say the victim had a valid gun owner's card and concealed carry permit. He is also hospitalized, but he's in good condition. Police are looking for a man who stabbed two others at a CTA subway station in the Loop last night.
It was about 10:30 p.m. when, according to police, there was a verbal altercation on the platform at Clark and Lake. Two men were arguing with another man, and that third man produced something sharp and attacked the other two. A 51-year-old man was slashed in the face. A man of about 30, according to police, was stabbed in the chest. Both were taken to Northwestern Memorial, initially in serious condition. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A local subcontractor is accusing one of the main firms building the Obama Presidential Center of racial discrimination.
Engineering and professional design services firm Thornton Tomasetti blames underperformance and inexperience by Southside Contractor 2-in-1 for delays and higher costs on the Obama Center. The Tribune reports the minority-owned firm sued the New York-based firm earlier this month, claiming racial discrimination to get it to repay $40 million in cost overruns for concrete and rebar. While the companies did not comment on the suit, a spokeswoman for the Obama Foundation told the paper it has no reason to believe Thornton Tomasetti acted with racist intent. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Dozens of job cuts are coming to a suburban hospital.
More than 100 people are being laid off in April at Northwest Community Healthcare in Arlington Heights. Endeavor Health runs the hospital and says the layoffs involve people who work at the NCH Behavioral Health Center. Officials say cost pressures are behind the move and that the hospital has to think differently about maximizing talent and resources. Endeavor Health says in a statement that there's been a reduced demand for inpatient mental health services and an increase in demand for outpatient services. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Public Schools Chief Pedro Martinez says negotiators for the district and the Chicago Teachers Union are very close to where they need to be in contract talks. He added he can't even imagine the need for CTU to go on strike. Martinez made the comment to the newly seated school board yesterday. Also during the meeting, Union President Stacey Davis Gates urged Martinez to attend today's bargaining session to settle the contract. It's become apparent to members of the city council regulating hemp will be a challenge.
Hemp products are derived from the same cannabis plant as marijuana, but at a special hearing, City Health Commissioner Dr. Simbo Ige said they're supposed to be very different.
THC is the substance that makes you high. Hemp is not supposed to make you high because it naturally contains very small amounts, less than 0.3% of THC.
That's why hemp isn't regulated, but manufacturers add intoxicating things to it, and there are no regulations to cover that. Alderwoman Nicole Lee says it's a daunting task to plan the rules, packaging, and enforcement.
What we're talking about right now is literally creating it all and going it alone. And that is not something I think any municipality should have to shoulder at the end of the day.
State lawmakers also are considering hemp legislation. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
At the Grammys this weekend, Chicago blues legend Shamakia Copeland nominated for 3 awards at the 67th Grammys, including Best Contemporary Blues Album and Best American Roots Performance. It's all for her new album, Blame It on Eve, bringing the total nominations to 8. She hasn't won yet, though. A tiny woman that you know. And the owner of a suburban car wash has filed for bankruptcy just before a key phase in a wrongful death lawsuit against the business.
Hinsdale police say 14-year-old Sean Richards was struck by a vehicle on a sidewalk outside the Fuller's car wash in July 2023 after a teenage employee stepped on the accelerator instead of the brake. The teen's family filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Attorney Brad Cosgrove of the Clifford Law Offices represents the family. He says because of the bankruptcy filing, the wrongful death lawsuit is automatically delayed.
We're disappointed that the filing of the bankruptcy comes just hours before the first substantive deposition was scheduled to proceed. The driver of the vehicle that cost Sean his life was scheduled to proceed this Friday morning.
Cosgrove says the timing of the bankruptcy filing was no coincidence. A representative from Fuller's declined comment when contacted by WBBM. Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Authorities say a child at the center of an Amber Alert in the Quad Cities 2 weeks ago was actually home the whole time.
We watched body camera, very distraught. Everybody, from the moment we talked to her, very believable.
An Amber Alert was issued on January 16th after Princess Alunga reported her car had been stolen from outside of her home with her four-year-old daughter Blessing still inside. 9 hours later, Blessing was found safe in the alley outside the back of the family's home. Now, Rock Island Police Chief Tim McLeod says,
"Poring over the body camera footage, we were able to determine that Ms. Alunga was lying to us from the very beginning.
Blessing was reportedly at home the whole time. An arrest warrant has since been issued for Alunga, charging her with one count of filing a false police report. She remains at large." Hadley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, here's Josh List.
Good morning. 52-year-old Dennis Allen is the only coach on the Bears with head coaching experience. Head man for the Saints and Raiders. Over the past decade, his defensive style's drawn new head coach Ben Johnson's attention since before the Bears' head job opened up.
Allen says Ben Johnson started gauging his interest in joining his staff well before Johnson had an interview, let alone an employer. He was interested, doubly so, because Johnson chose the Bears.
I felt like there were some pieces in place. You know, in particular, I think there's some things that we have to have in the secondary that I like. I think there's some pieces at linebacker that I'm encouraged by. I think there's a couple of spots up front that I feel like we've got some players. So I think the foundation is there.
Allen says the Bears will play an attacking, aggressive style of defense, one that he says is the brand of defense Bears fans want. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
To Carolina, where Connor Bedard scores his 15th goal of the season early in the third period, but the Blackhawks can't catch up. 3-2 losers to the Hurricanes. Second to last in hockey, they've got a road game at Florida to wrap up the trip tomorrow at noon. 18th-ranked Illinois has lost 4 out of 6. Upset losers at Nebraska in overtime, 80-74. The Illini try again with Ohio State Sunday at noon. The Buckeyes just beat Penn State for their third straight win. Women's ball, Vanderbilt over Florida, 99-86, with 53 points from Michaela Blakes, whose brother is the Stanford guard Jalen Blakes. This Blakes, 53 points or most ever by a true freshman. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Charges are pending against a Wisconsin woman allegedly causing a three-vehicle crash yesterday. She drove the wrong way onto an on-ramp at Route 41.
Gurnee police say the Land Rover driven by the 22-year-old woman was stolen Wednesday in Wisconsin. The Daily Herald reports police say the woman ran away after the crash, but moments later walked back toward the site of the accident. Gurnee police say they were required to use force to take her into custody. The two drivers and two passengers of the two other vehicles involved in the crash were not injured. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
One of the largest travel shows is returning to Rosemont this weekend.
Travel experts and more than 200 exhibitors will be setting up at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center for the 20th Annual Travel and Adventure Show.
We have dozens of booths with people from countries around the world and the major cruise lines and travel agencies and tour operators, so that the folks who come to the show can talk to the real experts.
Pauline Frommer with Frommer's Guide says they're seeing record bookings for many destinations, and travel is becoming easier for warm and cold weather destinations alike. Frommer will be talking to visitors about how to get the best bang for your buck when traveling, and actor, author Andrew McCarthy will also be there talking about his travel experiences. The 20th Annual Chicago Travel and Adventure Show will be Saturday and Sunday in Rosemont. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The recovery operation continues after the deadly mid-air collision between a passenger plane and military helicopter near Washington this week. Correspondent Ed Donahue.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder of the jet were found and are being evaluated. Retired Army helicopter pilot Darrell Feller is familiar with the area around Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport.
I had that exact same incident several years ago where I was flying south down the route at night. And there was a commercial jet landing on 33, and I could not see him. I lost him in the city lights there in Anacostia.
Feller says it doesn't matter if weather conditions are clear.
Moving lights, they get mixed up with ground lights, with cars. You just can't see them, even with goggles on. Goggles actually make it worse down there. It's so bright.
Feller says he has warned pilots he's trained to be on the lookout for jets using runway 33. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Friends and fellow competitors from Chicago's figure skating community are mourning the loss of those who died in the plane crash.
Several local skaters competed in the same event in Kansas as those who were killed, including Lorenzo Alano of Chicago, who won the U.S. Junior Men's National Championship. He tells CBS News Chicago that memory is now mixed with tragedy.
It's just really sad. They all have so much potential to becoming an Olympian, and it's so sad that it had to get cut short.
He lost four friends, while two skaters who were practicing in Buffalo Grove yesterday were expecting to see some of those who were killed in the crash at a training camp in Boston on Sunday. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.